The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is 26 and you are on the clock with Aaron Salty Green. Now, if you know who Salty is, then you know who Bernadette must love the ocean. That's how I get the nickname. Y'all don't understand what I mean when I say I love up the ocean. Right? Thank God for Lila Green and Bernard Green, who take me to the Montague Beach Hotel to learn how to swim and throw me off the boat, wherever he was, in Massey and Exum or Abaco, just throw me off the boat, bubble, 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 right? Every day after work, Lila Green would pick us up and scoot back out to Montague Beach and throw us in the ocean. And you know what else? Anytime she saw a child that was struggling with the water, she would take the time to teach them how to swim, right? So many bubblers out there can bubble because of Lila Green, right? I love the ocean so much that when I started going to summer camp in Eleuthera, I give up on Nassau. Nassau Beach mad at me because I like, yeah, you's a nice beach, but are you an Eleuthera beach, right? I love up the ocean. And today we have joining us in studio and a local advocacy group, right, that is engaged in an issue that has been all over the headlines over the last few days. And we're going to be talking about the beach, our love of the beach culture in the Bahamas, and how we're going to preserve that culture. But before we get there, you hear the song I opened up the show with, Come Rescue Me? You could imagine, you in a, it may be a situation of your own making, but that's not the point because you need rescuing right now. You need somebody to rescue you. And this song come to your mind and you start singing, Come Rescue Me. Because you're singing it because you need to be rescued right now from the person who's singing the song. I still don't know what happened on Charles Sanders Highway. All I know is Fanshawn gonna be the next member of my security team. We got Beulah Gyal from the Crime Stopper commercial. We got Mamu Pajani in the Big Boy Washer. We got Loretta Butler Turner. Y'all know why. We ain't gonna say it. Andre, we ain't gonna talk it. Y'all know why. And the woman who is walk Brave Davis anytime y'all having a big meeting. Boy, she could slap hand. She fast. She faster than Miyagi. I want all of them. But Fanshawn, I still don't know what happened. All I know is I sure that boy didn't know you and him was going to be singing Come Rescue the other day. Wherever you are, Fanshawn, just know. And just in case that wasn't Fanshawn, and that was her alter ego, woman, whoever you are an inspiration to other Bahamians. Not just Bahamian women, to other Bahamians. Now, I'm not saying, ladies, that you're supposed to just pick up and supergirl your way through a situation. Right? But desperate times call for desperate measures. And in this moment, all I want to say is, bro, I know when you were singing Come Rescue Me, you didn't realize there wasn't no rescue coming for you. Because the woman who sing that song come to rescue her things. Dear Roy Bahamas Police Force, we're waiting for a crime report, please. We need to know what happened in that situation. The allegations are just too wild for this story not to be clarified by the authorities. All right? We need you all to give us the report. So Shine, Johnny Cake, Zalton Johnson, Julian Believe, Iron Store, Fred Ferguson, so we could write a song about this. We need to write a song about this, right? We need to write a song. I see I got a call. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Green Show?
Yes, yes, ma'am. This is on the clock.
Oh, okay. I want her. I asked a couple of days ago to play Dry Conk on the line for me.
Uh-huh.
By Carlton Ferguson. His music is copyright, but he lives now in Exuma. Georgetown, Exuma, 58th, one in the road and by in Exuma. I want him to play the round. I ask him to please play Dry Conk on the line.
That yes.
is one of his real Bahamian music, but nobody plays it, and it's copyright.
I can try find it again right now, ma'am. I can try find it right now.
Okay.
Because going to the beach and Dry Conk on the line, they part of the two. They two the same culture. They go hand in hand. They go hand in hand. Let's see, Dry Conk on the line by now, ma'am. I could be honest with you. The only thing I could find by Carlton Ferguson is Regatta Time on YouTube. But we're gonna continue the search. We're gonna continue the search for song. We gotta get back to music. We gotta have to do a music show. Producer, I putting you on it. Please help me find Dry Conk on the line by Carlton Ferguson. A texter says, what story are you referring to? Okay, texter, the story has not made the public domain, I do not think, yet. I haven't scoured the crime report in today's papers, the papers for the crime reports, but a couple of days ago, a scene emanated across three different videos on social media. One video shows a woman attempting to pull a man out of a car. That's all we know, pulling a man out of a car. Another guy comes to assist. I don't know if the boy in the car realized how serious the woman was. He pitched out the car. The next scene is him running towards a business. The guy chasing him. The next scene is the police have detained the guy, and they have him on the ground in front of the business. Another video shows a person purported to be the person we think was trying to steal a car with a child in his hand, almost like he's using the child as a shield, right? But definitely carrying the child with him. This is why it's a very serious situation. That's why I'm calling again. We need a crime report. People need to know what sorts of things are happening and what sorts of things they need to prepare themselves and their families for, right? Even if it were an isolated incident, even if it were some family dispute, we deserve what exactly was happening. And the people who were involved in the scene, right, should have a sense of clarity of what happened around them. So it's a very serious matter. You don't mind me using a little humor to bring it to the public domain, right? Only in a forceful and impactful way that will cause people to say, oh, yeah, no, we do need to know. Yeah, Aaron is talking, but we've been going on with this situation, right? That's important, especially if it involves children, parents, just don't have enough energy, extra bandwidth to be worrying about these things, man. Parents are just overwhelmed with all of the essentials, taking care of themselves and their families, right? Just want a crime report. So that's what I was referring to. Here's a text. Good morning, Ms. Green. Ain't no way BPL going around disconnecting people's power for $310 after the Bahamian people been suffering through constant major power failures and just give them $300 million in the last couple of years. I am suspecting that this may be a personal issue because that number was precise, $310. Here's what I can tell you to do. I am also mad at BPL, even though BPL will tell you I ain't never pay a BPL bill. That's an aside. Here's what I'm going to say. Make sure you grab a copy of today's Nassau Guardian. Look for the vision. Every Friday in the month of September, Guardian is selecting winners, right? They're going to pay your bills. They're going to pay your BPL bill, your water and sewerage bill, your Super Value food store grocery bill, even your Shell bill, not the jewelry, the car kind, right? Get a newspaper, fill it out, take a picture of it. So if you don't, you could submit it to BPL and say, listen, I really did try to find the money to pay you this bill this month, but I ain't going to make it. The Guardian promotion ain't working my way this month, right? Make sure grab a copy of Nassau Guardian. Stay tuned to all shows, all social media platforms for details. Now, yesterday, I had a caller or a text that said, hey, I in Grand Bahama. What we supposed to do, we like the help too. You can enter online. If you are not in New Providence, if you cannot put your hand on a physical copy of The Guardian, because you are far flung in the archipelago, you can also enter online. Go to The Guardian website, look for the banner that says Bill Buster Promotion. Follow the details. The man be working with you. All my Chicchanis and Rafikin on this for y'all. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Miss Green again, how you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
New day in the new time. The scene with the lady and the guy, you being pulled out the common thing, and the police, all of that, I saw everything, everybody. But what I heard in the background amazed me. There was a young child screaming in the background.
Yeah.
Using the most obscene language.
Oh.
You could hear that was a child.
Mm-hmm.
Using that obscene language while that video was being filmed out in the public street with a bunch of friends and things around them. So you hear what's going on in our country from childhood. Obscene language is like, that's part of the behavior by was a day.
Yes, sir. See, but imagine though, Sparky, you a child on that scene watching another child. You could have lost your mind. As a child, you could have just panicked and said, oh, Lord, they teeth and children. Oh, and mommy tell me don't be out this house. Mommy tell me don't come out the yard. Mommy say don't go down around by that shop and get in trouble. And they teeth and children. I would have been cussed. Not me, sir. In fact, I would have cussed. Like, because the child wants to do something. The child wants to help. The child doesn't necessarily have the agency to help. So the child fling every bad word they know at the assailant. If you ever watch police crime videos when children are involved, right? They want to help their family member, the person they're with. They physically can't help. They fling every bad word they know. That's the only force they have. So let's be easy on the little children. Because God knows that child probably wasn't supposed to be in the plaza, was supposed to be home doing their homework, watching their siblings, and they decide to come out on the day the people start teeth and children. Oh, Lord, I would have fall out. You know what? My family members say, oh, you wanted to get teeth, eh? Go on there. See, you got to cuss. You can save yourself. You can save yourself. But Sparky, thank you for drawing attention to that. The truth is that we have far too many children who are unsupervised moving through the place, are not understanding that they are increasing the risk by the supposed to be, the risk of danger, the risk of violence, right? That's why we understand that children, the brains are still growing, and we guiding them. Don't let no little children cuss you. It'll break your heart. You have to steel yourself for that, right? Because you can't hit them. You can't pick them up and body slam them. If they ain't yours. You can't pick them up and body slam them. You got to, the most you could do is pick them up and wrap them up in a big blanket and deliver them straight to the police. Wrap them right up. Swaddle them like a baby. This way you're supposed to be. Swaddle them and take them straight to the police. That's all you could do. So let's go back to the text line. Good stuff. Joining me in studio today is the founder of a local advocacy group called This We Beach. Good morning, Miss Archer.
Good morning, Erin. Thank you so much for having us.
How you do?
I'm good.
Good.
A little
good.
Frustrated, but good.
I think all of us, I'm in my 50s, all of us who grew up in New Providence are frustrated with how sort of quickly it appears that we lost access to the beaches that we normally and typically go to. And I don't think that if you're looking at it from a technical side, you may understand the culture, the beach-going culture, and the impact that the quick shift of that culture has had on many Cabbage Beach crew. From I was a children, they know each other. They know the beach. We talk about riptides and bad weather. These people know exactly where to go, what it means when the water looks like this. It's a deep historic experience that many of us have with the beaches around us. But this cultural space is not lining up with the sort of legal and technical space. So tell us, what is exactly, I know it's an advocacy group, but what is the focus? Where can we find you? And I thought the website was pretty impressive. I'd like to walk through the website a little bit before we get into the specific issue of beach access that's in the media today.
Okay, that's no problem. So Disney Beach is, as you said, an advocacy group. And what we are trying to do is push the government to legislate beach access for Bahamians, not just in New Providence, but throughout the Bahamas. I think many of us have seen beach access disappearing behind either a private gate or a development pops up, and then the access points are gone. Now, I think from, you know, since we mentioned that all beaches are public beaches, right? So even if you buy the property, the beach should remain public. So within the purchase of the property, there's a certain portion of the beach that comes part and parcel with the property. However, up to the high water mark is where, that's where the public beach is. So that is the portion of the beach that you could be in there all day, every day. That's no problem. But the issue is that we are landlocked away from those access. We don't have any access to get to them by foot. So if you have a boat or a watercraft, you could access all the beaches you want all day, every day.
Yeah.
But if you are landlocked, then you only have a certain choice of beach, right? And this has now become very problematic for our islands. Mm-hmm. Like, again, not just New Providence. We hear reports from all over of developments, private homes, incidents that happen where people cannot get to the beach.
Mm-hmm. So high water mark is the highest point on the beach the tide will approach.
Correct.
I know we have beaches and parks, and I know we're supposed to have beach wardens, right? Is there a practice or a protocol of marking every day on public beach or on beaches, public access, or on, right, where the locals are competing, juxtaposing with property owners to mark it every day, right? So every high tide, we know where the mark is. And we know what the boundaries are. Do you know if that's a protocol that exists?
I don't even know if parks and beaches could get onto some of them beaches to mark where
the
high water mark. But no, that's not happened. What we have publicly requested from parks and beaches is actually a list of all of the public access points in New Providence to start. We obviously want the other islands, but we would like that list, and we have not been provided.
All right. And tell us, what exactly is a public access point?
So a public access point in our language is a place where the public can actually walk down to the beach to get to the high water mark.
Right. So they can walk through sort of, it may be public land or it may be private, the point of access to the beach.
Correct.
All right. Now, when I was growing up, I did a little research last night. I was a bit stunned, well, not stunned, but surprised at what I saw. When I was growing up, common law, common knowledge, this is what people told you was the law, was the truth, was that public access on private land, right, will remain open. But that private landowner will close that access, establish, like to remind the public that this is private land, right? So to, like, to maintain the ownership of that tract of land that has become public access, they close it once a year, right? And my whole life I grew up thinking that. It turns out that that is an old common law, let's say, practice or provision. And new law may have replaced, right, the authority vested in that old common law. And so that's no longer the case, that a strip of land, and I think about Cable Beach, Cabbage Beach in particular, right? There's always this strip of land you walk through. You know it's not public in the sense you can't just sit up there and party, set a party there, just move through to the beach and back. And then 20 years later, I decide I'm going to go back to the beach. and that strip of land just was not available. I had a visceral response. It hurt me a little bit, right? Not the fact that we had to drive almost a whole mile down the way to access a different, but that is no longer the case. That common law sort of provision has been overruled by modern law.
That's correct. And even on our website, disbeach.org, what we have there are how the law has changed over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So there used to be, especially when it came to foreign investment, there used to be a lot more in place before a foreign investor was able to purchase land here. Mm-hmm. Certain provisions had to be made. That is no longer the case. You know, there are other countries that have this provision for their people built in. Barbados is one of them. We've been looking through the Barbados legislation. All we got to do is change the Bahamas name for Barbados, and we have a beach access law. It's not hard to implement so that people mm-hmm. actually have access to beaches. You talked about a visceral reaction. When I went to Cabbage Beach, it was about a year ago. Now, that's an access point. It was an historic access point. And in my mind, an historic access point should always remain available, right? That mm-hmm. was my thinking before Disby Beach even started and we had done the proper research. So I went to the gate, and there was a security guard posted the eastern side by the Riu, not the Riu, I apologize, by the Paradise Island Beach Club, one and only.
Mm-hmm.
The gate was closed, and the security guard was posted there, and he was like, no, you can't come through.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what you mean I can't come through to the beach? He's like, no. And so I carried on at the gate for a little while, and then there was no moving him. So I had to move along. But that, what it did is it made me, like, I didn't even understand what was happening within me. Mm-hmm. I felt ashamed, right? Because it was only open then to residents of Paradise Island.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like, oh my gosh, like, I felt shame. Like, why am I feeling ashamed? Am I ashamed because I'm not rich enough to get behind the gate to get to this beach?
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt anger, and then I felt hopeless. Like, these people literally just came and told me that I can't get onto a beach that mm-hmm. I have been accessing since I was a child.
And the poor security guards, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying this way in particular, but they have been made the face of contact with very little support, right?
Yeah.
The lack of signage. The lack of statements, right? Like,
put no notice.
Right? And put a statement there from the government that says, listen, you may be shocked, but this is a legitimate activity. Just put something there, right? Because the security guards are now faced with people who are certain in their understanding of the law, but not aware that the law has changed.
And, you know, I have had to deal with that particular security guard on another few occasions. We had press out there, et cetera. And I always say to the people, I'm only doing his job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know my initial reaction was like, what are you talking about? Like, how can you do this to me? I is Bahamian, babe, what you mean? I can't get on the beach.
Yeah.
And you a Bahamian, how you keeping your own people off the beach? So that was my initial reaction without actually even thinking about the fact that, okay, they have paid him to do a job. If he let me on this beach right now, he can lose his job. Mm-hmm. He can lose his way to feed his family. So I always say, like, from that day to this, I've always been a little bit more respectful and understanding of the position of that person that is placed there. And some of them don't always have the right training, I could be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can match your energy.
Mm-hmm.
But understand, they probably getting this 24/7. You ain't the only person teed off that you can't get onto the beach.
Mm-hmm.
They've been dealing with this energy all day. Yeah. And ain't nobody is giving them no grief counseling or trauma counseling after they finish
right.
their shift.
Absolutely. Their sector is not operating sufficiently, right, to ensure the personal quality of life and integrity of these people. The security guard sector is just falling apart, people, right? It's anyway, don't rough up the security guards.
Yeah, they're just doing their jobs.
They're just doing their jobs. What you do is you go to your MP and you say, hey, I know this isn't your constituency, but please ensure that proper signage is up, that citizens are given proper notice of closure, right? Like,
I don't know, Aaron. I think it goes beyond that. You know, over the years, historically, that gate, they've been closing it inch by inch. Sometimes you just meet it closed, but then enough noise is made so that it reopens.
Yeah.
This time, that was just not the case because certain media houses turned a blind eye, wouldn't publish anything about it. I remember a media house going to there and saying, oh, no, no, the gate is open. I was so happy. I hop, skip, and jump there the next day to meet the security guard looking up in my face like, miss, and I didn't tell you. So that happened. And then, we wrote to, so Access Industries actually owns that access point, right?
Hold on. What do you mean, Access Industries? Are they an affiliate of a developer, an affiliate?
They are the developer. Like that, okay, you go through the various levels of what is happening and who owns what, and they're the top.
Okay.
Right? So that's Access Industries. So Access Industries is Four Seasons, one and only. So they own that point. So when we, and I mean, just trying to get that information to be like absolutely confirmed on paper, on a document, we had to rely on news and press and everything else. Because we wrote it because we thought maybe it was Atlantis. We wrote to Atlantis, no response.
Mm-hmm.
When we finally figured out, and then we even had people from from one and only Ocean Club saying, oh, no, we don't own that. And it's like, yeah, but you do, in mm-hmm. a sense. Swearing that they didn't own that. So it was like trying to find out who owned it, first of all, to see who you even make noise to was a big deal. Mm-hmm. When we finally got to the point where it was Access Industries, there were, we had a campaign, and it was Selena at that point. It wasn't Disney Beach because Disney Beach hadn't formed. But there were a lot of my Facebook friends, a lot of people, TikTok, Instagram, who were very interested in finding out what happened to this access point. We have not gotten a response from Access Industries yet about what happened with that access point. So to me, you don't even have the decency to respond to us, the Bahamians. Like, that is such a lack of respect from a foreign investor. It just, that blew my mind as well. And so what I do is I paddleboard. So I went and I brought my paddleboard to the entrance. I got on my paddleboard and I paddled, because I paddled in out at Eastern Side, because you didn't tell me I can't be here, so I can be here. Because I know from the foreshore, I allowed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
But as I'm paddling and I'm watching people just very leisurely accessing the eastern end, I felt, again, very much rage.
I feel you.
I wanna, how y'all get on this beach and I can't get on this beach and y'all don't look Bahamian.
We got a caller. After sure. the caller, I want to revisit some of the things we just talked mm-hmm. about. Good morning, caller.
Aaron, good morning. Good morning to your guests in studio.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Aaron, you know, what you're talking about, this is no, and we must really be serious, this is no accident, you know, because that access to Cabbage Beach, as the as your guest has so rightfully said, is one that from childhood we used to access that area of Cabbage Beach to get onto the beach.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we get the erosion of so many of our rights that we take in everything from IP slowly, by slow movement, these things are happening. We had the same incident, for instance, right in Lifeakea. They had the axe point to that beach. I don't know if that pathway has even been reestablished and open.
Mm-hmm.
Now you talk about Cabbage Beach. You got an access point that is historical for Bahamians to use that point to get onto the beach, and yet that now is being closed off to the Bahamian people. But, you know, I don't blame the investor or the developer, you know. It goes back to our persons who are acting on behalf of the Bahamas government with the investors. There are certain things that they should made clearly known, that this pathway is for Bahamians that access the beach. You cannot sell this part to them because it is a public access point. And so, you know, we tend to look at the investor and blame the investor for everything. But what kind of work is our representatives on behalf of the Bahamian people to protect the Bahamian people's rights?
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing that we need to ask. And this thing is happening too frequently, over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
We now, the Bahamian people, got to fight for the things that once we used to enjoy. Now there's a fight to maintain those rights. And
enjoy
that can be said, but
enjoy, Jeff?
It's just interesting.
Yes, sir. But I want to say the rights that we enjoy, we just establish a new right, right? You have the right to not complain and go on the beach when the power goes off.
Yeah.
You didn't hear them establish that the other day?
Yeah, I heard that. And even so, the right of the person the person on the beach and the Bahamians supposed to access the beach up to the high water mark.
We can see.
So, like I said, all of these things, These are not accidents. These seem to be very intentional. They're testing the resourcefulness and the willfulness of the Bahamian people to see whether we are going to lay down and take it or whether we are going to stand up and shout and demand that the rights that we once enjoyed, we are going to continue to enjoy. And so, you know, let's see where the next infringement is going to be that we have to fight for, that we once used to enjoy. Thanks for taking my call, Erin.
Absolutely, absolutely. Ms. Archer, I got two more callers on the line, but I want to go back to the point that he made.
I want you to keep me out of jail, Erin, because when I say that, I don't want to get...
Yeah, we're going to be very... Yeah, we're
going
to be very...
When you see me going off topic, you let me know, because there's so many... What that gentleman just said, there's so many layers to what the government and what we are experiencing now that it is actually mind-blowing.
Yeah. So, callers, give me a second. Let's revisit it. Like my guest said, this is an emotional, right, an emotion-rising issue, and we want to be very careful. Like the caller said, sometimes we turn our eyes towards the investor... And don't acknowledge that the investor is only doing what it's been allowed to do, right?
Agreed.
Now, callers, like, come in. Give me a second. I really want to revisit this before we move forward. So the question of the entity not responding to the organization, I wanted to ask, is this We Beach registered under the NPO Act?
We're not registered just as yet. We need
in the process.
We have a lawyer and we're working on that as well.
All right, because one of
But I just want to clarify. We didn't write as Disney Beach. We wrote as citizens. We wrote as citizens,
okay.
Right? So we just had a collective template that we all shared, and people copied and pasted that and basically wrote directly to PR, to the head of the organization, to the marketing arm, to just say, hey, could you let us know what
could
is happening?
Could you clarify?
Happening? Yeah, and because it was a collective of Bahamians writing to the Access Industries, it felt very insulting that even though we know that the government, because we were trying to get to the government too, we just didn't get responses from them either. So we already insulted on one side. And then we have an insult now from a foreign investor that is coming into our country, utilizing one of the most beautiful spaces that we could have coexisted in that space with no problem. I'm also going to preempt this by saying social issues that happen on beaches, but removing Bahamians from the beaches is not the way to solve that.
Yeah.
Because we also get that, if y'all had carry on properly on them people beach, then y'all wouldn't have been asked to leave. Mm-hmm. And that is not the issue. Not every single Bahamian that goes to a beach is carrying on.
Or trying to sell to tourists weeds.
Right.
Would you like to buy seeds?
Or, flour. But at the same time, there's ways to deal with social ills without saying to us, we're going to take away your right to behave. That's a little bit wild to me.
Wild, but not uncommon in this political culture. Let's go back to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Ms. Green. Your guest, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good morning.
Right, man. Ask your guest quickly, right? If she could do something about people driving on Goodman's Bay Beach and fishing while people swimming. You know what time they drive past the beach on Sanders Beach, right?
And Montague Beach,
and
too.
Someone swimming, right? And someone have a fishing line be 6 feet away from the person while they're swimming.
Yeah.
We should be so glad that our sharks races. Because we are not broken. Our sharks don't like black people. We have too much cholesterol in us.
I appreciate the medical source, right? That's the part. We have too much cholesterol. I appreciate that. So, great question, caller. Does the campaign, This We Beach, protecting access to the beaches, also address people fishing illegally on beaches like Sanders Beach and Montague Beach, which they do regularly, and driving on the foreshore, driving in the park, where children are playing and moving back and forth from the beach to the park?
So typically, even though we don't get responses, what we'll do is we'll take complaints like that and we'll write to parks and beaches and say, hey, this is the situation in this particular area. It happens the same with littering and garbage, which is mostly the complaints that we would get for beaches. So we would also then encourage the MP to get involved in a situation. The MP for that area, Michaela Ellis
Barnett
has been very responsive. I think she actually We didn't even bring that up to her, but I think other people brought up the Goodman's Bay issue, and she has actively worked with Parks and Beaches to solve the problem of people driving. So if they're still driving up there, we can notify her as well.
Absolutely. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, how you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Let me say something. This stems to our Prime Minister, Mr. Philip Brave Davis. Let me tell you why.
Because the buck stops with him?
It stops with him too, yes.
Okay.
Not only that.
All right.
When the government want to do sidewalks or need spaces, they have the right to take that space and pay you what it's worth.
They can acquire the land.
Yes.
They can acquire the land. So what he needs to do is to come out of that office and go and acquire that piece, what we need to walk through to get to the beach. It's sickening.
I hear
you. You ride right down past... when you're coming down past Goodman's Bay and you pass that new resort with Billings, there's a gentleman for the access to the beach there, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I mean? They need to stop this. They don't own that space.
Well, technically they do.
So technically they own the space where they put the wall up, and that's a part of the issue.
No, he don't own that space.
What I'm saying is...
The access point, as long as it's on private land... That's the issue. Because we have no laws in place for the government to say you can't put the wall there in the first place.
They need to knock that wall down.
I got you. But, caller, before you go, because I got two more callers, I want to say that the first part of your contribution is the solution to the concerns you raise in the second part of your contribution, right?
Yeah.
The truth is that while we have perceived public access as ownership of the land by the public or by the government, given the citizens access, what's happened is modern law and amendments in law and the addition of statutes, right, has shifted, has pushed the common law, there's a word for it, like the common law practice, aside, and it's been replaced with...
Aaron,
yeah.
We can see just how much our government care about the people.
Yes,
on just a small situation, they can fix with just a stroke of pen.
The first half of your contribution solves all of the problems.
All of the problems.
Thank you very.
We need to come out of our office and get it done.
Can I add to that?
You can stay in the office and do it, though. You can be in the office.
Let me add to that, too, because it wasn't just, and I don't want us to think it's just one administration. Administration after, particularly with Cabbage Beach, administration after administration has promised to buy that easement or that access point for Cabbage Beach, the one by the Rio. Mm-hmm. They have promised year after year after year. We Beach social pages, and that's on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. An interview with The Guardian of our Prime Minister damning the Minnis administration for what the vendors and the public were going through with that access point in 2021. 90 days are now, Prime Minister.
Listen, hold on. Make a point. This issue, this specific issue, has launched Prime Ministers into the House of Assembly.
In this interview,
launched Minnis there.
But he says, our Prime Minister says in that actual interview that Minnis campaigned on this promise, and once he got into the office, he abandoned you, and now this current Prime Minister is abandoning us again.
It would.
Yes.
I mean, we know that they're very, 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 very busy.
Out of jail, you know.
They're very busy. But like you say, this has been decades.
Yes.
The question of access has existed from the time we started driving, right? That we could go to the beach on our own.
That, if you talk to the, like, and I want you to understand, like, what those vendors go through on the beach. I know you have to go to the other callers, but let me just, I can leave this with you. From back when, way back in the day, they was running those vendors off that beach with dogs. Okay? All right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So let's go to the caller, and then... Then we're gonna go to some of the articles that have been in the media over the last couple of weeks. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Thank you for your patience. Good morning, caller. You still there? I'm sorry that we lost you. So
I'm sorry too.
Well, listen, another caller's just popped right in. We're gonna take you before we go to the notes. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning to Mrs. Archer. That shall be resolved by the PLP.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green, and good morning to your wonderful guests. I'm very impressed with her because I'm ashamed that it takes a female to stand for us. You know, but I wanted to mention a few things here. Firstly, the disappearance of a beach on the southern side of Paradise Island that was adjacent to maybe the yacht club. I know about Paradise Island all my life. So what I'm saying is, I don't know if you guys ever was familiar about it. It was there for a while. It was on the southern side. It was not much of a beach, but it was a pretty beach. And the development just absorbed it. They put concrete there. They could have worked around that and left that beach there. You see what I'm saying? I don't know if you guys remember it, but it was like not too far from where Chalks was. But you know, it's in close. But I just want your guests to verify something for me. Firstly, before I say that, I would like to say that even so, the beaches are being annexed and we're being ostracized, east and west of Goodman's Bay. But also, what is vexing for me is the fact that they have allowed vendors and entrepreneurs to finish absorb the rest of space that we have, which is the height of imbecility, and it's ridiculous. You still don't allow people to finish take the space that's left. And then another thing is, the gentleman with the post said that they said that when they go on the Junkanoo Beach and Long Wharf, the police tell them they can't be at the beaches for 2 hours. Can you verify that BS? Please have a good day. I join this entity that you're speaking about.
I will answer all of those questions. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
So I will. I know the part of the southern side that the gentleman was talking about, so we will look into that. Disney Beach, you can go to the website. You can go to anyone, and that's disneybeach.org. On the website, there is an Act Now tab. And what you can do also is sign the petition so that we could start getting legislation in place. So now we've heard about three different incidents mm-hmm. that involve, one I think is more public safety, but also beach access. And we can't be all things to all people, right? Mm-hmm. In that we can't be everywhere fighting all of these different developments, all of these different private landowners, the government to do the right thing by us. We need to enact this in law because we can't keep fighting beach by beach by beach. Cabbage Beach is a big ticket item at the moment, mm-hmm. but we haven't even gone outside of New Providence. We haven't talked about Samson Key. Mm-hmm. We haven't talked about Gilliam Bay. We haven't talked about Bimini and the mangroves.
And I wanted people to think about this. The focal point right now, because it's in the media, is Cabbage Beach.
Yes, ma'am.
People, you realize you get to have a car to be able to get to Cabbage Beach.
And even if you get there, where you can park, Mom?
Right. Like you can't jitney there, and the bike ride over the bridge is a rough one for
especially
plenty people. So to growing up, you want a nice beach, you got to go over PI, right? As a talk, you got to go over PI, you got to go way out west and try find a pocket. But now the question we have is, imagine you're a resident of Nassau and you want to enjoy a beach. You got to go on the mail boat.
Yeah,
you got to try to find a family island.
If the developer voice. Right. I also want to just very quickly address the point with the vendors and being on Goodman's Bay. I think Cable Beach is another hotspot, and then Junkanoo Beach. So one of the things that I found out from working with, I call them my people now, my vendors down at Cabbage Beach, because we've gotten to know each other pretty well. They are very heavily regulated when they have their business licenses down on that beach, very heavily regulated. But in terms of the over population of vendors, now you can take them same vendors from Cabbage Beaches with what is the government and the developer are now proposing for Cabbage Beach, and then you can put them back on these already crowded beaches. So you are going to put vendors from Cabbage Beach and you're going to bring them to Goodman's Bay, which is being proposed, as well as Cable Beach. Right.
Mm-hmm.
These are competitive environments as well. So let's think about that aspect of it. Right.
Yeah.
Businesses, you're putting a new business owner on a beach where other people have already been established. What's going to happen when bottom lines start getting cut amongst them? Right. Think mm-hmm. about that. And then also think about us as swimmers and beachgoers. And we have now 50 jet skis in the water. And for me, people like to go under the water when we're trying to practice our breath holds for free diving and snorkeling. What is going to happen to us? Where is our safe space? Because we can't get on any other beaches, so we have to go to these beaches. But these beaches now have watercrafts going all over the place because you're trying to corral all your people onto one beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crazy.
It's a
health and safety issue.
As well. I'm thinking, can the developer create spaces on the hotel property bordering the beach? So not on the sites where you are reconstructing, you're doing reconstruction work, but on the hotel property itself, like if you can build a beach on your hotel, like if you can construct a whole new beach, why can't you recreate the vendor experience?
They don't have Like, if you consider the fact that Access Industries owns two of those access, let's not even bring the government into it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Access Industries owns two of those access points. They could close down the Ryu access point and say, you guys use the Eastern point. All right? Vendors, public, everyone.
So here's a question. Is it that the access points are being closed because it's the access points themselves that are being reconstructed, that the renovation is taking place on? Or is it that the access points are being closed because the beach will not be accessible because the areas of the beach that the vendors normally occupy are a part of the reconstruction process?
That is what is being said. However, there are EIAs that have gone out for this particular development to get approvals for that have maintained that the access points for vendors will continue throughout construction. So now we've already gone back on a promise.
Okay. All right. So listen, we're going to go to the break. When we get back from the break, we're going to rest ourselves solidly in the Cabbage Beach access discussion.
Perfect. Thank you.
This is Selena Archer from This We Beach, a local advocacy group lobbying for permanent solutions for Bahamian access to public beaches. We got a myriad of things we're talking about. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Orthopedics, where movement becomes medicine and treatments become triumphs. At Cleveland Clinic, it's more than just repairing what's broken. It's how we put ourselves back together to reconstruct, rehabilitate, and restore the things that give us life. The future of orthopedics is already in motion. For every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, radio.com. and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning. Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Sometimes the conversation forget that you are running out of time. So 3 minutes left. I'm going to ask you to join me again so we could continue the conversation. The point that our regular caller 52 brought up, the tension between the vendors and beach users, right, in the negotiation for space as the vendors are sort of being jostled around, is a very interesting point, but we won't be able to get into it today.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a question that I have for you. What is the outcome, what is the best outcome from This We Beach's perspective for this specific Cabbage Beach issue?
I think for us, it is no closure on that beach at any point because, again, it can be mitigated against the construction. I think when developers come into our country, they have to provision for livelihoods and not eradicate livelihoods. So that's the first thing. So no relocation. There's enough beach and there's enough access points to have people move around to facilitate their construction. Mm-hmm. The second thing is, so the vendors don't need to be relocated. The public access points don't need to be relocated at all. Well, when I say not relocated, not closed. And then I think the second thing is for the government to establish a public access point on that island that they have said they would from time. Those would be the two outcomes that we would love to see happening from this request. If the developer or the government or someone can come out and tell us exactly what's going on, I think the Bahamian public would really appreciate it.
Right. And not just the vendors, the taxi drivers, and the tour operators as proximate stakeholders, but the general public as stakeholders, as beach users, right? And as citizens who have a right to participate in the determination over these sorts of issues. Mm-hmm. And generally, outcome generally, this Wee Beach, what's your ultimate outcome? The creation of legislation.
The creation of legislation to stop situations like this from happening.
All right.
Because they are picking us off. Like, the vendors are the last stronghold on Cabbage Beach, as far as we're concerned, that are allowing that beach to remain open. We have a feeling that once they move off of that beach, we have no promises from that developer legally.
I got you.
Yeah.
There's nothing in writing.
And nothing from the government.
Indicating that the space is being maintained for their return to the space.
Correct.
I understand. This conversation is not complete. I got 1,000 questions I want to ask you. I'm hoping next week we can have you on again.
And sure,
we can
you let me know.
A follow-up. And Tyrone Butler, I didn't know you could make up to $1,000 to $2,000 a day just moving people back and forth between the beaches. I'm not saying I'm a hawker. I'm just saying the way my tires only won't go to the beach. Anyway, y'all, out for each other. To that young man that stepped into action when that woman was super yelling that boy out the car, thank you, boy. That's in our hearts. That's why Bahamian women love Bahamian men. That's why 52 said he's sort of like ashamed that it's a woman, because he said, because I's man, we're supposed to take the lead. Don't put our women in this position.
We built for it, though.
Of course. That's how y'all get here, gentlemen. We bring y'all here, not me personally. But I have good wishes. Anyway, Ms. Archer, thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
You guys, stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next. Still can't weaken me. Forward to forward, miss that buck, never buck. Yes, I'm on a mission. I'm in our turn. I'm on the rise. I got to get what's mine. Going for the prize. Yes, me focus on my vibes. Yes, me focus on my life. Yes, me focus.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.